Jan Johnson says that for a long period of time, she was plagued with what she calls the committee that lives in my head. She said there were four people on the committee, and in her thoughts, they were continually harassing her. The first, the looking good kid, always worked hard to be admired. He urged Jan, "Don't make any mistakes, and then I'll be proud of you." The second committee member that hassled her in her mind was the rescuer. This person continually thought up ways for her to help others so they would have to love her, and as a result, insisted on her working an impossible schedule. Committee member number three was the attitude police officer, who wanted everything done right. She was always evaluating and criticizing Jan, as if God was the one correcting her. The final member of the committee in her head was the grouch, who told her others should be paying more attention to her. You may have some of these people living on the committee in your head, who, unlike God, are utterly impossible to please. How different is this committee from God? Jan knew she couldn't be perfect, but she found relief when she confronted the committee with the truth that God is not so interested in a performance as a relationship with us. He loves us unconditionally. When thoughts of inadequacy disturb your peace of mind, replace them with the truth of the Bible, which says, "As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield for all who take refuge in Him." You aren't perfect, but you have a perfect Savior who can disband that committee that lives in your head.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.